We're back. This is the M&M Show here on Air America Phoenix 1010 Talk. I'm Fred McChesney. I'm here with my brother Steve and Brad Freeman from Brad's Blog is on the line. Let's see. Our phone numbers here are 602-230-8255 and 888-294-4321. And are you out there, Brad?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hi. Is this anarchist Fred and conspiracy theorist Steve?
Well, actually, I'm the conspiracy theorist, and that's true. I actually do a segment on the show every so often as the conspiracy theorist, so it's true.
You are speaking to those gentlemen, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And speaking of conspiracy theorists, I was writing last night at Brad Blog about exactly that, starting to wonder if these wing nuts who keep labeling folks like you and me as conspiracy theorists may want to knock that off pretty soon, given how many indictments they've had recently on conspiracy charges.
Ah. Yeah, Abramoff has been is found guilty. It's not an indictment. He was found guilty of conspiracy.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. So I guess when they call us conspiracy theorists, perhaps they're more on the money than they may wish to be.
See, I'd say, Brad, if you heard the last one, there's so much groundwork you don't have to cover on this show. It's like, I have, from day one, I embrace the term conspiracy theorist. I readily admit that I am, in fact, that, and I want to rehabilitate the term. I want to say, yes, there should be people looking for the government doing bad things, even if we don't know that they're doing them. We should try, like they tell us they have to do with Al-Qaeda, we should do with them, to see whether we're right or not. Someone should be looking.
Well, yeah, you know, and I guess this term conspiracy theorist is a derogatory term comes out of the Kennedy assassination. And those folks who believe there was, you know, more than one shooter, and they're labeled conspiracy theorists. So from here on out, I guess anyone who has a theory that goes against the mainstream becomes a conspiracy theorist. But in fact, you know, a conspiracy is nothing more than one person working in cahoots to commit a crime, which certainly there's mountains of evidence that occurred in election 2004, election 2005, and similarly, in all of these various indictments and guilty pleas and so forth that you're seeing coming out now from these guys on the right, it's pretty remarkable stuff.
I'm actually astounded because they control everything. And is this the Ashcroft Justice Department going after these people? It's unbelievable.
Well, it's now Alberto Gonzalez, but yeah.
Oh, right. Jeez.
Well, yeah, you have to hope there are still some good guys in there in the Justice Department. And in fact, we know that there is. In fact, James Comey, he's been in the news lately. He was the deputy acting attorney general when Ashcroft was in the hospital for a fairly serious operation. And Comey was the one who said about this NSA spying business. He said, well, wait a minute. I don't know that we can approve this. And it was so bad at the time that reportedly Alberto Gonzalez, who was at the White House, and Andrew Carr, Chief of Staff Andrew Carr, actually went to the hospital to wake Ashcroft from his hospital bed to get him to sign on to this NSA spying business for another X number of months and so forth. And Comey, I believe, is also the one who assigned
Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Sure did, yeah.
So there are some good guys there, and we've also seen other good guys in the Department of Justice as it relates to this voting business again, because I'm guessing you guys may have covered this because you guys seem to be all over a lot of this, but the Voting Rights Act, 40 years old this year, 2005, has been essentially gutted by the Bush White House, the Bush Department of Justice. Two cases came to the Department of Justice concerning the Voting Rights Act. That was the requirement for photo ID down in Georgia. And the now infamous Texas redistricting by Tom DeLay. And in both of those cases, those were states that when they create new laws that may affect elections based on the Voting Rights Act of 1965, in these predominantly southern states, they have to go to the DOJ first to get pre-approval for these things to make sure that they're not going to be disenfranchising minorities.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the Justice Department, of course, as they have to under the Voting Rights Act, and in both the Georgia photo ID case and the Texas redistricting, the Voting Rights Unit recommended strongly against these laws. It was four out of five staffers, staffing attorneys in the Georgia case, eight out of eight in the Texas redistricting case said, right. No, this violates the Voting Rights Act. And yet, the political appointees at the Bush Department of Justice overrode those recommendations and allowed those laws to go through, gutting this 40-year-old Voting Rights Act.
Let that sink in for our listeners for just a second. So they brought this case where they redistricted Texas to help Republicans and to hurt minorities and Democrats, specifically, explicitly and specifically.
That's what the court ruled.
Right. And then they took it to the Justice Department, and eight out of the eight people that they put it in front of, these are high-paid attorneys with many years combined, well over 100 years of experience combined, at the Justice Department looking at these same kind of cases, ruled unanimously that it was unconstitutional infringement on voting rights and therefore was an illegal redistricting. And then the Justice Department, which is ultimately headed by the, you know, the executive branch, said what?
Yeah, but said that, we have no problem. Looks good to us. Go ahead and let it pass. And, yeah, those are a career attorneys in the voting rights unit, including the lead attorney of the voting rights unit. So these are guys who have been there for years, throughout all, various administrations and so forth, theoretically nonpartisan, and they looked at the law and said, yeah, this is going to disenfranchise minority voters in these states. And they said absolutely not to this thing. And then, in fact, the political appointees, Gonzalez and so forth, and as a matter of fact, one of them, a fellow by the name of Von Spakovsky, if I'm getting it straight, he was the one who said, sure, go ahead, we approve these laws despite what the career attorney says, and guess what? George Bush has just appointed Von Spakovsky to head the Federal Election Commission.
Wow. Oh. Brad, you are really hit this. Now we're hitting home. God, it's amazing how often they do exactly that. The laws against them. They have this notion that they can break the law legally. And it's amazing that they go, yes, the law says don't do this. The law says don't cross this line. I crossed the line, but I did it legally.
You're exactly right.
The law only says don't cross the line. No, I read the law, and my attorney assured me I could cross the line. Legally.
The administration doesn't seem to give a damn about the rule
of
law.
Nothing. It's all about power. So, okay, let's go out to break. I hope you're hanging on, Brad. I'm really enjoying this conversation. This is the M&M Show here on Air America Phoenix, 1010 Talk. We've got a half an hour left in our weekend here. Our phone numbers are 602-230-825, 888-294-4321. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with the M&M Show, starring Fred and Steve McChesney.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Hey there, Mr. and Mrs. Conservative. Been living in the 50s for way too long? There is help available. A series of new programs designed to clear up all the misconceptions, half-truths, and outright lies that have cluttered up your head for years. These programs are free. Just turn on your radio. Set it to AM 1010 and set yourself free. We are the all-new, all-progressive 1010 Talk. KXXT.
Look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. Do you recognize that person looking back at you? Is that the body you want to take into the new year? Well, if not, then call FitBody AZ at 602-717-8727 and talk to Sandy about reshaping the shape you're in. He's committed to your fitness success. FitBody AZ is a private studio yielding public results with one-on-one, couples, and group training and classes, a supportive, non-intimidating environment, state-of-the-art fitness studio, and centrally located. Call FitBody AZ at 602-717-8727 or go to FitBodyAZ.com.
I'm Sandy Mignacca, owner of FitBody AZ Personal Training. There's a fit, toned body within you waiting to be revealed. I guarantee this will be the most rewarding call you make in 2006. Call me for a free consultation.
602-717-8727. So the next time you look in the mirror, you'll be able to say, wow, now that's the real me. That's FitBody AZ.
Take that body for me.
Homeowners, if your resolution for 2006 is to save more money, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 1-800-355-5029. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 1-800-355-5029. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most important call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029. 800-355-5029. Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License Number BK0902939. Call Quicken Loans now. 1-800-355-5029.
Sheila Tracy has a hard time reading basic health-related information. Poor reading skills wind up costing America billions in healthcare every year. Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans launched a program to improve the reading skills of children by using health-related books. Educating consumers at an early age is a great way to increase health awareness and will help keep healthcare affordable. To find out more, visit bcbs.com.
Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans.
This is the M&M Show, starring Fred and Steve McChesney. Talk radio with all of the attitude and none of the lies. Give us a call at 602-230-8255.
We're back. This is the M&M Show here on Air America Phoenix, 1010 Talk. I'm Fred McChesney here with my brother Steve, and Brad Friedman from Brad's Blog is on the line as well. Are you still out there, Brad? Sorry. Hey, Brad. You're back on the air?
I am now, yeah. I should be clear, by the way, that's bradblog.com.
Bradblog, yes. I was going to ask you to give it for...
clear up the confusion, because I think there's another Brad or two out there. I'm bradblog.com.
Okay. So now we're all really depressed. You've broken us down. we're on our backs in the fetal position going, democracy's gone. We have no... So what are we going to do? Let me ask you this. Among Sequoia, ESS, and Diebold, any win anywhere, or is every one of those just stealing machines?
They're all pretty much bad news, so I hate to be even more depressing for you here today. I think the single bright spot that you refer to with those three companies, at least, is the AutoMark system that is it's actually its own company, but ESS is representing and selling this particular ballot marking system, which provides for a countable paper ballot. Now, the problem is ESNS has scooped up the marketing rights to this product, and we've had various reports that I've been looking into that they are, in fact, overpricing the AutoMark in order to actually keep it off the market in favor of their own touchscreen voting machine, which has been proven to have all kinds of problems, as revealed in a letter that was sent after the November special elections out here in 05 in California. The Secretary of State sent a letter to ESNS threatening to decertify their touchscreen machines for a number of problems, and I don't know what it is with these Secretaries of State, but they kept this letter secret, and it was actually discovered about 5 weeks later by all people, a Associated Press writer, which was a delightful, refreshing change of pace that the AP gave a damn about these election issues. But as it turns out, that AutoMark system is probably the best way to go if these are your only choices. And as far as, you know, being depressed about it all, I would suggest you don't waste time being depressed, but do what you guys did when Jan Brewer was out there flapping her gums, which is, you know, hit the streets, make noise, contact the secretaries of state, the boards of election, write letters to the editor, make noise, let them know you're not going to stand for what's going on, because it is true that neither political party, Republican or Democrat, for the most part, are doing what needs to be done about this. And the media, the mainstream corporate media, certainly is not doing what needs to be done about this. So this is something that's fallen to the people, to the citizenry, but you know what? The citizenry is doing a damn fine job in states and counties all around the country of making noise about this, even if they end up being labeled anarchists and conspiracy theorists, because they actually do give a damn about democracy and a transparent election. You know, that's really what's going to take now. It's going to take a people's uprising and folks like you guys to stay on this topic and make sure this information gets out. Because as Mark said before me when he was on, you know, even the progressive media is not giving this the proper attention. So I think they're all dreaming if they think they can move ahead and quibble about the topic about policy and so forth when their election system is so desperately gamed in this
right.
country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Did you hear the brown shirt tactics that we used? We held up signs that said "Diebold steals elections" or "democracy" and shouted,
"All we want is every vote to count."
Yeah. All we want is every vote to
yeah.
count. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
that just sound like
yes.
a Third Reich Nazi? Third Reich. We were called brown shirts by the superintendent of education for Arizona repeatedly on the air yesterday. Our tactics were brown shirts.
Yeah.
Brown shirts were Nazis, so we were being called Nazis on the air for holding up signs chanting, "All we want is every vote to count."
Yeah, I know. I heard. I was listening in earlier. It's amazing, and of course it gives you an idea that these folks have no clue what a brown shirt really is and what a Nazi really is. I mean, you guys...
Or they know all too well.
Well, perhaps they do, but I'll tell you, you guys are being the height of patriotic when you trouble to get the heck out of the radio studio there, you know, paint up some signs, show up at these events, make sure that folks like Jan Brewer hear you, because, you know, I suspect that that event and your... protest there got a lot more attention to the matter than, you know, had Jan Brewer just gone out and made her run-of-the-mill re-election campaign speech. So, you know, congratulations to you guys. Let them call you brown shirts if they want. You and I both know that we're, you know, you're patriotic Americans for doing this, for speaking out. And that is what we need from people all across this country. Dissent is the most patriotic thing you can do. Don't let them cow you. Don't let them scare you.
Not a one in a million chance. But the other part is the names that they called us doesn't show us what we are. It shows what they are. So.
You're right. It does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they look like fools. And it was terrific because it gave me an opportunity to run an item over at bradblog.com. And Brewer calls, you know, dissenters, protesters, anarchists and conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. She looks like an idiot. I got to put up her contact information at Brad Blog, which is very widely read, and I suspect old Jan Brewer got a few emails, got a few phone calls, and I also suspect that the folks that are racing against her are going to get quite a bit of support in the bargain. So, mm-hmm. hey, man, keep it up. Listen, last I recall right after the election in December of 2005, speaking of the Associated Press, they came out and called the Greens and the Libertarians who were challenging, you recall, and asking for a recount of Ohio. They called them dissidents at the time, which I thought, my God, and someone had mentioned to me, okay, now we're dissidents. What's next? Insurgents?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is what they do. You know, they try to label folks to disparage them, to mm-hmm. swift boat them, if they will, and, you know, don't fall for it. Keep fighting back, unlike a lot of these Democrats who do fall for it, who are frightened of being called names.
Mm-hmm.
Wear those badges proudly, and I think you guys do.
We do. In fact, for months we've been telling everybody on the show, everything they say comes out of the think tanks. So it's all made up. It's all made up. Every label they hurl at us is done for effect. It has nothing to do with the truth whatsoever.
You know what? You got that exactly right. And I will take exception with the good Mark Kristen Miller, as I said I was listening earlier. He suggests in his book and elsewhere, and I know that a lot of people do, that this is an attempted theocratic takeover of the government, and that these people, you know, they don't believe in the separation of church and state and so forth. You know, I don't think these guys give a damn about religion. I don't think they give a damn about it, other than it helps them get elected, that they can play to the right wing, to the far right religious nutballs out there and wackos. And actually, I'm not calling them wackos. That is what Michael Scanlon, who's Jack Abramoff's partner, called them in an email. He said, you know, we try to get these gay marriage things on the ballot and so forth, and then we put out the word to the Christian wackos.
Right.
His phrase.
That was a great quote, wasn't it?
Yeah, to get them to come out, you know, to vote on this one issue, and then hopefully while they're there, they'll vote for, you know, Bush or DeLay or whoever the hell it is.
Let me jump in and defend Mark just briefly. I think what he might have been saying is that's where they get their minions from. The people who go out and knock on doors and everything are the ones who believe it's the rapture. Not necessarily the leaders are using the people who believe. I think he may be saying not necessarily the leadership believe that, but a lot of the followers, the people who get up on Saturday morning and knock on doors and do the legwork of campaigns.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, I think it's a minor nuance. I think his point is generally correct, but I just wanted to point out that, you know, I don't think the bulk of them actually believe this stuff, actually have an interest in a religious theocracy. I may be wrong, and Mark may feel differently about it. I think it's just one big gimmick to coming in and voting, perhaps scare folks into coming in and voting. So, you know, I don't believe, much as I don't believe George W. Bush is a Christian man. Certainly not based on
you'd fit in well on this show. Let's try to take a couple calls, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We'll take one before the break and then maybe a couple after. So, Carol in Phoenix. Hey, Carol, you're on the M&M show.
Hi, yes. Fred and Steve, I was wondering, are you aware of the controversy about the Republican primary in 2004 in Legislative District 20? Where there was a recount?
We are becoming more aware, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know Jan Brewer's not aware of it. She's aware of it, but she doesn't know any of the particulars because it's just too confusing for her.
Right. Well, they discovered, 489 more votes when they did a recount. This was using optical scan ballot technology. And we never really got a real answer as to why the original scanning equipment didn't record the votes accurately.
Well, had this show gone differently, I was going to play that exact audio from Jan Brewer, is that she just doesn't even care. She's like, I'm just going to spew out some things about what I believe, and don't ask me any questions, because I'm just a little bubble-headed woman. I can't answer these big questions. So if you put that question to Jan Brewer, she will not answer it. She just that's all just stuff. This has nothing. I can't even concern myself with that. You have to listen to this.
Yeah.
You really have to hear this.
Well, I have heard that. But there is going to be a hearing at 1700 West Washington in Senate Hearing Room 2 at 1 o'clock on January 11th, 2006, concerning that recount in Legislative District 20.
Superb. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you for calling, Carol.
Okay.
And let me add on that case, by the way. That is a Republican versus Republican case. So I think for folks like Jan Brewer, the whole idea just does not compute.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of us, folks like myself, have been labeled, we're Democrats, sorry, John Kerry didn't win, blah, blah, blah. You know, this has nothing to do with right versus left. This is purely right versus wrong. And in that case where it's Republican versus Republican, look, we need to know where the heck those votes came from. We need transparency. And I would recommend folks who are out there in that, any brown shirts or anarchists who are listening, may want to head out to also find out what's going on in that particular case in District 20 in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go out to our last break. Why don't we hold you over, see if these calls are for you, and is that okay with you? You want to hold over for the last segment?
I'd be delighted.
Superb. Okay, we'll be right back to our last 15 minutes. It's the M&M Show here on Air America Phoenix, 1010 Talk, 602-230-8255. We'll be right back. We are navigating.
We'll be right back. Everything you wanted to know about real estate but were afraid to ask. Join me, Bill Iannelli of American Realty Brokers, every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. I have assembled a team of professionals to help guide you through the real estate in Phoenix. Topics will include mortgages, accounting, and real estate law. We take your calls every week. Real Estate Matters with Associate Broker Bill Iannelli every Saturday morning at 11, only on 1010 Talk KXXT.
Go retro this year. Design a room and change your life. Create your own sanctuary with rare collectibles from the 50s or a stunning one-of-a-kind piece of furniture from the 60s or 70s. Seventh Heaven Vintage & More has beautiful displays of unique and sought-after vintage furniture that will rekindle your senses, and so will the price tag. Seventh Heaven Vintage & More will leave the serious collector or casual shopper fulfilled. 7th Heaven Vintage & More at 4200 North 7th Avenue is open 7 days a week. Call 602-277-4405. That's 602-277-4405. Take a walk back through time at 7th Heaven Vintage & More. And take the ambiance of the past home.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-422-5880. That's 1-800-422-5880. 1-800-422-5880.
The dictionary definition of progressive is as follows. An adjective means moving forward, ongoing, two, proceeding in steps or by stages, three, promoting or favoring political change.
These people are trying to shake the will of the Iraqi citizens, and they want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse. The world is
okay,
better
are
off.
Are we clear on this? Good. We are the all-new 1010 Talk KXXT.
We're back. This is the M&M Show here on Air America Phoenix, 1010 Talk. I'm Fred McChesney here with my brother Steve. This is our last segment for the week. And I have if you know this show, you know I do my fake commercials, and I have one that I'm dying to play, so I'm going to play it now, even though we're scrunched for time. And I want to ask anyone, you've been listening to me do these fake commercials for like a year. If anyone can do a Jan Brewer voice, please email me. Trust me, I'll make it worth your while. It will be hysterical. MNM@foxlies.com. I really want to do a fake commercial using that person's voice. So here's something from Diebold. The stealing of the 2000 presidential election, while successful, was at times a messy affair. Republican armed guards terrorizing black voters in the South made us hearken back to a simpler time, when rich white men could win any election with just a gun or a noose. Over the years, stealing elections has gotten more complicated, but here at Diebold, we're always working on the solutions Republicans need to stay one step ahead. In the new Bush order, getting the white election result just got easier. With terrorists and liberals out there, you can't leave elections to chance. You need the certainty that only Diebold can provide. Introducing the Diebold Easy Hack 2000R. Every Diebold election-stealing machine nationwide is Republican-owned and operated, and this gives us a huge advantage when designing the machines. With issues like security and integrity of the vote out of the way, all we have to do is make sure the Easy Hack lives up to its name and that only Republicans get access. Done and done.
With the Easy Hack, any Republican with minimal computer skills can change the outcome of any election, all without ever having to leave the comfort of your area nation's meeting. In fact, we provide you with the Vote God, an easy-to-use interface that gives you the flexibility of outcome you demand. If you ever wanted to play God, here's your chance. You can use our Vote Flipper technology and enter an exact percentage you want to steal by precinct. Our Blackometer can find and eliminate voting problems at the source. And with our Ohio option, you can simply enter the results you want directly in either percentages or raw numbers. All guaranteed 100% untraceable and unauditable. We even offer preset outcomes. Set it once and forget it. With Diebold, you'll never have to engage in another fair election. Our machines do precisely what Republicans tell them to do. And as we Republicans always say, if God wanted minorities to vote, he'd have made them white. The Diebold Easy Hack 2000R. Ending democracy just got easier.
Okay, we're back. I think that plays better on Right Wing Talk Radio. But you back, Brad?
When are you going to play the fake commercial?
Thank you. That's going in a promo somewhere. Thank you, Brad. Next up is Glenn in Scottsdale. We got about 5 minutes of airtime left. Hey, Glenn, you're on the Eminem Show.
Hi, guys. Hey, I wanted to call back because I was one of those anarchists there the other day.
Damn you.
Hey, you guys did everybody proud. Just a small number of loud voices made quite a footprint. And I want everybody to know that. And I also want everybody to know that the suits that were there, our representatives were thugs. They were exhibiting thuggish behavior and intimidation. I heard one guy actually say he wished the cops could taser all of us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, they are moral values people.
They are pious, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to commend you guys. I missed most of the show today, but I just wanted to get that out there because their behavior was astonishing to me. And, you know, we're out there exercising our rights, and they did not like it one bit. I just wanted to throw that in there.
So he came up to you and said, who would Jesus taser?
Well, I asked him. I said, that's we're exercising our free speech rights, and he had no comeback for that.
Of course not. They don't play that game. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Next up is Celeste in Santa Barbara, California, the nicest place I've ever been in my life. Hi, Celeste.
Hi. Listen, I just have two questions. The first is there a single source entity organization sort of responsible for creating and carrying out the strategies that have, you know, that are sort of deconstructing our freedoms? And secondly, I didn't get a good answer on what we can do. Is activating a real impeach Bush, event, is that a good strategy for making change? Even though Bush is like too stupid to have strategized anything, I know that he's not behind it, but who is and what can we do?
Do you want to take that, Brad?
Well, I would say on the first question, as far as one organization behind it all, there's no one organization that I'm able to point to. This has been a decades-long web network that has been in construction by the far right, and if you even take a look at the Abramoff scandal and how far-reaching that is and how many organizations are involved, you'll see what I mean. It is ugly, and it goes everywhere, including, we didn't get to it today, but to Bob Ney, one of the authors of the Help America Vote Act, and this phony voting rights group that I uncovered at Brad Blog called American Center for Voting Rights. It is deep, and it's going to take a long time to out these folks. As far as mobilizing to do something about it, really, I said it earlier, but the people here do make a difference. Don't underestimate the difference that one person can make. There's a great story if you go to blog.com and search St. Louis County, you'll find out what my father did in St. Louis County. This is a guy who's never been an activist in his life and was able to come in and played a huge part in keeping this huge St. Louis County, Missouri, over a million voters, their board of election from going with Diebold. So don't underestimate the importance that you play, and I'm talking to you, the listeners, each one of you in taking action on all of the above, whether it's showing up at events, sending letters to the editor, calling those representatives and raising hell. Don't underestimate the importance that you can make. You can make much more of a difference here than you can by going in and voting, frankly, and having your vote thrown away entirely.
Okay.
Do we impeach Bush as a movement or not? I mean, is that
you can't because
viable or
the,
not?
Both, no, because both houses of Congress are controlled by Republicans, yeah. And they will take a bullet for their man. They are not honest, then they are loyal to a fault, and I do mean to a fault.
Even they may, there's a lot of cracks starting to show because they're realizing they're going to pay a big price for all of this. In 2006.
Okay, we really got to get... Yeah, this is it. Sorry, Carolyn, I hate to not... let me just put you on. Hey, Carolyn, you got about 10 seconds. You got anything?
Yeah, 10 seconds. Brad, Google Christian Reconstructionist. Miller knows exactly what he's saying. He wrote a book about it called Cruel and Unusual.
Fantastic.
Done.
Thank you. And Brad, thank you so much. That's Brad Blog. Thank you so much for being on the show. We hope we'll have you back one time.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Okay, Steve, you got a parting shot.
My parting shot is... You got to get out and put yourself on the line. I took great risk, personal risk, going out there. So did Fred. These are not nice people, but our democracy is worth it. We got to do what we got to do. Please come on out and start taking a stand against these people before our democracy is gone forever.
And mine is, if you look at page B1 of today's Arizona Republican, it's a there's another story. Can't we just wake up once without Republicans molesting children and other powerful Republicans covering for them? Page B1. We'll see you next week.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.